In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Tesla's Model YL goes on sale, Korea's EV sales surge, and London can't decide if it's EV-friendly or not. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you which market used Teslas outsell new Teslas. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. Tuesday, 19th of August, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters fund this show, get the episodes ad-free, and get closer to the EV News Daily community. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, Tesla has launched the new six-seat version of its Model Y SUV in China, I must say. I wonder if the rest of us will get it. It's 47,000 US equivalent. That's 339,000 yuan, by the way. Announced today, August 19th, on Weibo, the social media network, with a video. Deliveries will begin as soon as September. The Model YL adds a six-seat layout using a foldable second row set of captain's chairs and a redesigned third row with much more space and flexibility. The previous third row in a Model Y was really only for people without legs. The Model YL variant is 15 centimetres or 5.9 inches longer than the standard Model Y, making room for a proper third row. It has a driving range of 467 miles, CLTC, in China, of course. That's 751 kilometres on the China cycle. That is similar to a five-seat Model Y performance. So if you're trying to do the calculation of, well, what would it really do, you can look at that. Photos show the front seats may actually have new adjustable headrests and larger side supports. There's also rumours that the central display is bigger, but that's not confirmed. In the video, the second row, the captain's chairs, are shown to fold flat, just like in the Model X, to make a bed or more cargo room. The third row has armrests with cup holders and a side button, probably power folding for the second row, similar to the trunk seat controls and other Teslas. The Model YL fits between the established Model Y in China and the larger Model X. Some features reportedly surpass those on the Model X. There are also rumours that the second row seats have heating and ventilation. Model X doesn't offer that, for instance. The video shows a powered armrest coming from between the second row seats, likely one for each chair. There's the aisle between them, and the Model YL improves ventilation for rear passengers. There's new air vents on the B and the C pillars, and a vent below the rear display. These solve the previous complaints about limited airflow in the seven-seat Model Y. A black headliner is shown, different from the earlier Model Ys, and similar to the interiors of the performance Alcantara lined S and X. The pricing puts the six-seat Model Y in direct comparison with other vehicles in China, like Li Auto's L8, that's an extended range L8, the Aito M8, that's backed by Huawei. Since the launch in 2020, the Model Y quickly became the world's best-selling vehicle, not just the world's best-selling electric vehicle, but in 2023, that became the world's most popular passenger car. So it's a really big deal when it gets updated, particularly with one like this that could be very popular outside of China when you think about it. Now, six-seat cars, you know, around the world, it's not quite an MPV that's going to carry seven or eight people, but would be very useful if you're not using that third row, of course. Loads of storage in the Model Y. And the ability to have that completely flat load area. It's always nice when seats do that, because then again, you can, if you use a very usable space in the back. Tesla's global lineup has been very stable lately. Stable is a positive word for stale, isn't it? Lots of analysts and some people think that Tesla's lineup is incredibly stale. A handful of colours. The Model Y is effectively a slightly bigger Model 3, is what they say. I'm not convinced by that argument so much. This is a very important vehicle, the most popular passenger car on the planet. Not these days, but still, it was, and easily the most popular EV in the world. So very, very important car to be updated. It will gain market share in China. There's no doubt about it. It has to be popular. How popular will it be in China, where new EVs come out very, very often? There's a very high cadence of new electric vehicles, which, you know, even the likes of Tesla haven't been matching. They still just sell the 3 and the Y in terms of their mainstream vehicles. And so we'll see if it is able to compete. Now, last month in Korea, EV sales were surging. 25,000 plus new electric vehicles in Korea last month registered, 67% up from the same month last year. Hybrids were up as well. Gasoline and diesel were down a lot. I mean, diesel was down 25% in Korea. We see this all around the world, by the way. You just wouldn't own a diesel car anymore. EVs made up 16.7% of all new car sales last month, up from 11.1% in the first half of the year, an increase of 5 points and the highest share so far. Manufacturers expect this growth to continue through the second half of the year. New model launches are helping. Hyundai just released the new IONIQ 6, their mid-size electric sedan. Nice new look for the IONIQ 6. Kia is going to launch the EV5, a mid-size electric SUV. And the PV5, the purpose-built PBV, purpose-built vehicle on that. So lots of reasons to be very excited about the cars coming out. In terms of the imports as well, because obviously the Korean cars are very, very popular. But in terms of the imported stuff, well, BMW introduced the flagship SUV, the iX, the new iX, and Audi Korea began selling the new A6 e-tron. So really interesting. Now, let's talk a little bit about London. Transport for London plans to end the cleaner vehicle discount for EV vans and other EVs used by small businesses starting December 25th. Happy Christmas. You'll be spending more money to drive into our capital. It's not that they don't get charged, but they're just that they had an exemption from the congestion charge. Electric cars will get a 25% discount on the fee. Heavier electric vehicles get a 50% discount. Labour's transport spokesperson for the London Assembly called it counterproductive. And in a letter to TfL, warning that small businesses will use the congestion charge zone, whatever the level of charge, the smaller discounts could make them switch back to petrol or diesel. It's hard to argue against that, isn't it? Because if they've got an old vehicle that they're still running, but could save money by not paying the congestion charge to drive into London, then they might just carry on that old dirty vehicle. London says, TfL says, that the change is needed because there are now way more EVs in London. And the full discount is actually increasing congestion. So the amount of traffic. So yes, it's clean traffic, and that's great, but it's too much traffic, and the congestion charge is designed to reduce congestion. So, you know, two sides to that. We'll see what happens. I mean, it will obviously bring in more money to London, won't it? And so, I don't know, naturally I kind of lean towards, let's not charge EVs to go into the city as they do at the minute. And I am biased. I recognise my biases. But I just think it's a message to say drive an EV. But I understand it's also a congestion charge. And there are a lot of EVs in London. Now, a bit more Tesla news. There's loads of Tesla news today. But nothing as headline-y as the Model Y L. But Tesla has lowered the official EPA range for the Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive in the United States by 6 miles for some reason. 363 goes to 357. 6 miles or 9 kilometres seem to have been lost down the back of the sofa. That's rather unfortunate. There's been no reported changes to the battery pack, the drivetrain, or the hardware. Maybe updated EPA testing rules or rating methods. The cars, as far as I know, haven't changed. So if you go to look for your new Tesla, And it looks like it doesn't go as far. Well, that is, you know, an intended change that they've made by the look of it. Also, Tesla's launched a wheel and tire protection plan in the United States, covering owners against common hazards like punctures, debris, and pothole damage. Prices start at £12 a month for the standard Model 3, $25 a month for the S and X Plaid versions. Unlimited tire repairs from damage. If a wheel or tire needs replacing, you pay a $25 deductible per replacement. The plan covers all tires on the vehicle. Coverage starts when the subscription is activated for 24 months. You must have bought a new eligible Tesla in the last 30 days, purchased 4 new tyres at a Tesla service centre, or had a free inspection. Sign up is through the Tesla app. Of course, the plan does not cover cosmetic damage or theft or vandalism or problems that existed before the subscription program began, or low tread depth, for instance. But for many vehicles that have low-profile tyres. I'm not sure I've ever seen a Model 3 performance that hasn't had all four wheels a good old curbing. And so, you know, if you aren't very careful with your car and you occasionally hit potholes, depending on where you live, on those low-profile tyres, on the performance testers particularly, it can be a very expensive hobby having new tyres put on. So that could be worth it. And finally on Tesla, at least for now, Tesla has denied remotely disabling a Cybertruck. This was a viral video that was faked, but it's gone everywhere. You know what the internet is like? And I hate to say the phrase fake news. A musician called Big Huey. I'm not familiar with Big Huey. You won't be surprised to hear. However, he's popular, posting a video claiming his Tesla was shut down. His Cybertruck. He was driving it, and he claimed in the video the truck screen showed a message, Tesla Cybertruck deactivated, critical issue detected, contact customer service. Huey said, I'm in the middle of traffic, bro. I'm not sure I can pull off saying the word bro. I'm in the middle of traffic, bro. Look at this expletive, bro. Showing the locked steering and saying that Tesla had disabled his Cybertruck. However, the Cybertruck obviously was not disabled. Tesla, don't do that. Even if you haven't paid your bills, they probably could. People who watched the video say, look, your vehicle's not in drive, and that the warning didn't match Tesla's usual font and format. They don't call themselves dealerships. Their Tesla stores, and so lots of inaccuracies, and then it came out that this was indeed all faked. You know, Tesla could certainly limit car functions in cases like theft. You could fully shut down and remotely disable a vehicle. I'm guessing if you're Tesla, you must have a big kill switch. Tesla denies it has the capability. Surely they do. Tesla recently posted about it online that it doesn't do this, and that the video indeed has been faked. However, not before it went far and wide. You would think doing some sort of damage. And if I was a brand, and certainly many Chinese brands, by the way, many Chinese EV brands are looking at the kind of damage can be done by influencers, even with a negative review. But that's China, right? I'm not sure I would go up against corporations, because if they can... Yeah, somebody can make a calculation that the video was viewed X many million times or X many million impressions across various platforms. And you could probably do an algorithm, a calculation to say this cost our business, you know, lost sales, brand reputational damage. I don't know, but stick your finger in the air. $20 million. Well, that is absolutely a court case ready to happen. So I'm not sure it was a wise thing to do, but hey, I'm not familiar with the artiste's work. Maybe this is his shtick. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a lot more really good EV news on the podcast today. Another day of positive news, by the way, and record BEV registrations to discuss next. Stick around. Back in a mo.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, welcome back to the podcast. Now, Western Europe registered nearly 600,000 BEVs from April to June, setting a new quarterly record. Q2 was indeed a record for BEVs, pure electric vehicles. The growth comes after slower than expected sales, but that's the growth rate. So a lot of people interpret the growth rate fluctuating in certain parts of the world. It can go up and it can go down. And then if it's in an area that goes down, the growth rate, that gets sometimes misreported as, oh, the decline of EVs. No, the decline of the growth rate. But of course, you know, if you, I don't know, have one pint of beer, and then you have 2 pints of beer, then you know, it's 100% growth rate. That sounds really impressive, doesn't it? But you're still not drunk. And so, I don't know. European car makers like Stellantis, which owns Citroën and many more, and Renault are launching cheaper models to attract budget buyers. The rise is due to lower price BEVs and higher sales in Southern Europe. The online Berlin-based automotive analyst Matthias Schmidt saying electric vehicles are becoming more affordable and more attractive to private customers. I've invited him onto the podcast before in the past, but he says things like podcasts. He just does writing. Very, very interesting guy to follow on various places that he posts his content. Okay, let's talk about a new assembly method at Ford. I told you about this recently, but Ford plans to launch the new $30,000 EV pickup, mid-size pickup, in 2027, part of a large plan to release new EV models over the next 5 years, not just new vehicles, but how Ford physically build an EV. The new models will use the Universal EV platform, which is a small team led by the former Tesla engineer Alan Clark. Ford is switching from a traditional linear assembly line to what they call the production tree. In the process, 3 separate teams build the front, the rear, and the battery core all at the same time. When the sections are done, they're put together in final assembly. This new method will reduce the total assembly time compared to regular car building. Chief EV Digital and design officer at Ford is the famous Doug Field, saying, "I don't think many legacy car manufacturers could pull off a project like this, and I don't believe new electric vehicle startups will be able to keep up with our Ford engineers and manufacturing teams that are making this a reality." End quote. So, you know, startups can do a lot, but he says you need the heft of Ford to do this, and the engineering nous of Ford to do this properly. Now, here in the UK government will fund the plug-in van and truck grant for another year through April 2026. Grant amounts after that have not been set yet. Right now, the grant gives you £2,500 for small vans, £5,000 for big vans, and £16,000 for small trucks, and £25,000 off large trucks. The plug-in truck grant, already extended earlier this year, goes to April 2026 as well. EV van registrations up 72.6% in July, the eighth month in a row of growth. But EVs take up only 8.8% of all light commercial vehicles so far this year. So some work to do. Amsterdam is next, and Power Shelter, a Dutch company, will roll out Amsterdam's first public charging network for e-bikes. This aims to fix major issues for e-bike users in the Netherlands. And there's a lack of secure public charging spots. They say there are now thousands of charging points for EV cars in the city, but why not public charging points for EV bikes? Without dedicated public chargers, many e-bike owners charge batteries either in a cafe or a restaurant or at public sockets in bike parking areas. Power Shelter's answer is public lockers that can store and charge any type of e-bike battery securely. They're set for installation later this year in the autumn. Now, let's talk a little bit about a good day to play a round of golf. During the third round of the BMW Championship, one particular player made a hole-in-one on the 17th. You know, sometimes you do a hole-in-one at a golf course, or they have a little car, or the sponsor has a car sitting on a podium or a platform, and it's a nice little thing to have a shot of. You know, you could win this car if you do a hole-in-one. Well, Akshay Bhatia made the hole-in-one. It was 195 metres or 213 yards. He used a 5-iron, by the way. He's 23 years old, and the American won the tournament's hole-in-one prize, and he got himself a brand-new, all-electric BMW iX M70. He's won twice on the PGA Tour, ranked 29th in the FedEx Cup standings, and is trying to qualify for the forthcoming season finale reserved for the top 30 players. But for now, at least he got to drive home, I presume got to drive home, in his brand new BMW iX M70. Not bad for playing a round of golf. I think pro golfers do all right anyway, don't they? Now, Apple Card users now get 5% cash back on if they use Apple Pay at ChargePoint EV charging stations. The offer lasts until September 15th. Applying to Apple Pay purchases, you can earn 5% cash back and up to $500 in qualifying purchases during the promotion. And after September 15th, the cashback rate goes down again. So if you're charging your EV at those charge point stations, you get a bit of money back. And finally, the Australian Automotive Dealer Association, the AADA, reporting that 1,066 used Teslas were sold last month in Australia in July. Of that, 625 Model 3s, 441 Model Ys. But that is more than the amount of new Teslas delivered in July. Although more used Teslas were sold overall, sales of new Model Ys were higher than used ones. New Tesla deliveries in July have been dropping. They dropped significantly, actually, in Australia. But again, you know, shipment delays, things like that. Careful with monthly numbers on Tesla. In Australia, the Model Y was the top-selling EV for the first half of the year. But for the month of July itself, the BYD C-Lion 7 took the honours. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.